Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Stefan Durham was brought up in performing arts with his family in Colorado Springs, Colorado. These different forms of art include martial arts, culinary arts, and songwriting. His first book, Speed of Light, also a work of art, is part of a sci-fi series that will continue to grow and inspire for many years to come. In this Lightspeed series, Stefan will explore the universe's answer to the negativity that forces its way through the barrier of our consciousness and into our reality. And Stefan Durham, author of Speed of Light, a science fantasy love story, and part of his Lightspeed series, is our guest on This Week in America. Stefan, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Rick. Good introduction. It's an honor and a privilege, Rick. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Well, it's a pleasure having you here. It's going to be a fun conversation. I love what you're doing in the book, Speed of Light. First of all, what is the name? Where did the name come from? I love the name. It captures my attention. How did you come up with the title?
Well, it wasn't my first choice, but I thought it would do well because although my story takes place in the ancient and remote past, it represents the time we live in now, which is the age of Aquarius, the age of enlightenment, the age of information, right?
Yes.
And light carries information, you see? And that light travels at a universal speed of 186,400 miles per second. And our sun is exactly 93 million miles away from the Earth, so it takes approximately 8 minutes for that sunlight to reach the surface of the planet. But that light travels so fast that from our perspective, it appears to be instantaneous. So I thought it would be a very fitting name to represent the time in which we live.
A science lesson behind the story of the name. I love that. And that brings back the reality, the fascination that we have with this remarkable Earth that we live in. And the cover of the book I like as well. That sort of goes along with the theme of Speed of Light. Let's talk about this world that you created. First of all, how long did it take you to write this book, Speed of Light? How long a process was this?
Well, it took me about a year to write this first book, and I even took some breaks in between. So when I finished it, it turned out to be just short and sweet. But it made sense to me to write these books in small dosages because they're loaded with information and highly concentrated. And it took a tremendous amount of focus to write this first book. And the more I write, the better I get. So I think the real risk was to not waste time. So I didn't want to waste any time.
Well, you're doing an excellent job with this book. The Speed of Light is the name of the book. The book available wherever books are sold. I thank mainspringbooks.com for arranging the conversation today with our guest in the program, Stefan Durham. If you're Googling, that's Stefan Durham. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Let's talk a little bit about your beginning as a writer. Where did this all begin? I mentioned that you came from a family that was involved in the arts. Where did this fascination with writing begin for you?
Well, that's a very good question because music is my first passion. And I was a songwriter for many years, ever since I was in grade school. But I never pursued a career in music. And I have three children, so after working a regular job for over 10 years, I became a stay-at-home dad. And that's when I picked up writing as a hobby or a project, but it felt like more of a purpose. And it always helps when your talent is directly related to your purpose. And let me just add that songwriting is a form of storytelling as well. And that was sort of the prerequisite or the catalyst for me discovering my life purpose. Fast forward to 2020, I had a spiritual transformation that just expanded my consciousness. And that gave me a strong intuition and a heightened sense of awareness and focus that just granted me the ability to tap into a vast and expansive wealth of knowledge within me. And it's like I hacked into my own cosmic blueprints. And it when I started writing, it felt like something else took over, like pushing me beyond my limits. And at the same time, I was dealing with some very unfortunate circumstances. So writing this book got me through a really difficult time in my life. And that was the paradox that was catalytic to my success, because I was transforming my pain and my suffering into something creative, if that makes sense.
It does make perfect sense. Speed of Light by Stephan Durham. That's the book. That's the author, our guest on the program. Book available, again, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. There's a website for Stephan. We've got it on the screen for the video. If you're watching us on video, or go to video on YouTube and watch the interview, the website is there. We will have it in the program description on our website, so you can get information, order the book there as well. But it's available at Amazon, the usual places. And again, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Who are some of your inspirations for writing and your creativity?
Well, I grew up with inspirations like George Lucas, H.G. Wells, Stephen King, you know, some really popular names.
Yes.
And I was an 80s baby, so I was raised on movies like Weird Science, Cocoon, Stargate, Short Circuit. You remember the movie Short Circuit?
Oh, yes. Rick? Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite movies, you know, stuff like that. But rather than just looking for inspiration in others, I decided to become an inspiration to myself. And the reason I say that, Rick, is because with the rise of technology, society has been in some sort of dark age when it comes to reading and writing. So with this book, I wanted to give back to the world some intellectual and artistic innovation through my own creative expression. And I think my life story is just as inspiring as the fictional ones I write about. And I'm excited to be a part of a new wave of science fiction and philosophy. And to me, this book is the future of science fiction because it's the first of its kind. And I'm okay with waiting for society to catch up on some of these new ideas and concepts, but it's moving pretty fast because my book just went international. And I had no idea that my book was in the Library of Congress Research Center in Washington, D.C.
Oh, fantastic.
Until Mainspring Books, yeah, they contacted me and told me that's how they found me. So
that is fascinating, and I love what you've done. You've taken science fiction that a lot of people turn to for sort of escapism, a great story. You've kept that element, the great story element, and you get us thinking, and we'll go through that process as we have a conversation today with Stephan Durham, Stephan Durham. If you're Googling the website on our website and on the screen here on YouTube to go directly to get information, book available, of course, wherever books are sold. What kind of message are you sending in your book? What is the main theme of Speed of Light?
Well, that's another great question, Rick. I hope my answer will match the frequency because it's a message of love and justice, emotional balance, and physical and spiritual transformation. But it's a hero's journey, Rick, and life is a hero's journey. And I say that because we save ourselves the trouble of not repeating the same mistakes. So the more we can understand the hero's journey in that message and how it applies to us personally, we can then paradoxically understand the true nature of reality and what our life purpose is. When you think about it, all our movies and TV shows and books are predicated upon or based upon heroic figures. And these stories are told over and over again as an example for us to follow. So I think it's important that we become inspired to participate in our own story as heroic figures, because it takes a lot of courage to face modern day society and the challenges that come with it. It takes a lot of courage to share your work with society. I mean, a lot of people feel like victims of society because of cyberbullies on social media and things
yes.
like that. But that's why I took charge of my own life, to no longer see myself as a victim, but more like a problem solver and a solution maker. So the question is what role are we playing in our own life stories? Is it the victim, the villain, or the hero?
And you get us to thinking about it. You do an excellent job tapping into that. And that is the uniqueness of what Stefan has done in his book, Speed of Light. How did you come up with the ideas for your characters? Your characters are key. They are so well-developed. We really want to follow the characters and see how they develop in the storyline. How did you come up with the ideas for the characters?
Well, these characters represent different aspects of my personality. These characters are a projection and a reflection of who I am and how I feel about myself. And these are male and female characters, which goes into the masculine and feminine properties of our world and of ourselves, which are synonymous to the genderless functions of nature like wind and water that are still also governed by masculine and feminine principles. So why is this important? Because if we can understand the connection between these things, we can then see that there is no such thing as separation and that we're all a part of one big, gigantic, interconnected web of life. And when I say there's no such thing as separation, that also means there's no such thing as distance either, like the distance between stars, because we have a wireless connection to the sun. And those particles of sunlight get downloaded from the sun and stored in the same way that energy from the sun is able to wake up plants and animals in the springtime. And that exchange of information is a chemical reaction and also a form of communication as well. So that's a way I was able to develop these characters.
A very thought out, well thought out book. And the premise of the book, it's Speed of Light by Stefan Durham, our guest on the program. Book available Amazon, wherever books are sold. We've got a link to his website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you're writing this and the book now out there, people are reading it and it's having an impact on their lives. What are your hopes for the book's impact on the readers?
Well, that's another great question, Rick. And this story sheds light on some of the social norms of society that are really designed to keep us trapped and oppressed. And in my book, it talks about slaves that were given a measure of freedom to create the illusion that they were free when they really weren't. So I think it's important that we emancipate ourselves from the mental slavery that oppresses us. And this story was a way for me to integrate higher dimensional knowledge into a story that people can make practical application of. So I'm hoping that people can draw something from this story that might promote some type of growth and facilitate some healing in their lives. So for me, this book is an opportunity to show the world who I truly am and to get a glimpse of my inner world and the way my mind works.
I mentioned the fact that this is part of a light speed series. You talked about that before, the number of books. Talk about what else you've written and what you're working on now. How will this series continue?
Well, right now I'm working on my next book because it's a trilogy, Speed of Light. And I want to give my readers something to look forward to and anticipate as the story continues to unfold. So I think it'll catch on in the science community as well as the conscious community.
And you'll find out more about that when you pick up a copy of this book, and then you'll be ready for the others in the trilogy. You'll follow along on Amazon or Stefan's website, which, again, it's a long website. It's on YouTube, and it's on the program description. So if you go to our website, you'll be able to get that information there as well. Let's talk about problems in writing the book. This is a new concept. This came out of your mind, from your creative ability. Talk about writing the book. Were there difficulties? Were there challenges in writing the story?
Oh, yes. Most definitely challenges. You know, anything that holds tremendous value will come at great cost. So I made some sacrifices, but anything that holds tremendous value will come at great cost. And that's whether it's your time, your energy, or your resources. But if life didn't make it as hard as it did for me, I wouldn't have been able to stand on what I know is true. And that's the fact that I'm a survivor and that I can survive anything based on what I've already been through. So this book was able to get me through a tough time in my life.
What response are you getting, and have you been able to share this book with people, excluding your friends and family? What is the reaction you've been getting from the general public?
I love to hear people's responses and see their reaction to my book, because it's a little different, and I know it's the first of its kind, so I'm excited to see how people's reaction will continue to be as I write more stories. It's very exciting. My family is proud of me, and I couldn't be happier.
Speed of Light is the book by Stefan Durham, our guest on the program. The book is written now. This is the first one of a series, and you're doing something different, something unique. You're sort of a pioneer in this type of sci-fi. Talk about, after it's over with, you'll look back on it now. Do you think you reached your goal that you set for the first of the series?
Oh, yes, most definitely. This was a huge accomplishment for me. And like I said, I couldn't be happier. And also being on your show is a big deal for me, Rick, because I didn't take the stairs. I took the elevator to get on your platform. And that's what it's about for me. It's about elevation. And this was a way for me to make a deeper connection with my audience. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it is our pleasure. And the elevator stops on our floor every day. So this is fine. We got you here quicker by doing this way rather than the escalator or taking the stairs. So we are glad that you're here. The book, by the way, featured at the Manila International Book Fair in the Philippines. The book is getting international acclaim as well. Let's talk about when you started forming this and you were using life lessons, because the book is a great story, but it's full of life lessons. Talk about those life lessons. And did most of these come from your life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, this story is a projection of what I go through and some of the ideas and concepts I like to think about. You know, so it's a collection of scientific formulas and just experiences I had throughout my life. And I just brought it into all together in this one story. So, you know, it's really a representation of who I am and how I feel about myself.
And it really is something that could benefit everybody. Again, from the entertainment factor, the issues that you bring up are issues that we all face every day. There's really something here for all the readers, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's for all ages. It's family friendly. And just about anybody will be able to read this and draw something from it, I'm hoping.
What was this like for you to tell basically your story in this book, Speed of Light? Was this cathartic? How was this for you in telling this story?
Well, this story is just really a representation of, you know, where I'm going. And, you know, Speed of Light is a very fitting name because everything's happening so fast for me. And like I said, my book just went international and I wasn't expecting those kind of results, but it's taken off. And I think it was very fitting to call it this name because it's just really a projection of how my life, where my life is going.
When you look at the other books that you're writing, the other two to finish the trilogy, have those ideas developed, or are you still working on the concept and then you're going to back and working them into story form? How does that work?
Well, really, I just write down ideas and, you know, they come together sort of like puzzle pieces. You know, I take a little here and there. I don't really just write. Sometimes I let it hit me. You know, and I have to take breaks sometimes, but it all comes together. I borrow notes from my journal. I journal a lot. So some of these are just, you know, things that I've been journaling for a while, and, you know, I integrated them into a story.
How important is that in getting you through difficult times and having that journal? I've talked to more authors that use that approach. They journal. It not only helps them at the present time, it makes them a better writer. They remember the emotions, what they were going through, and it helps them as a writer. Are there benefits like that in journalism? Would you encourage people to journal?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think writing is therapeutic, and, you know, it's a good way to express yourself and just express who you are to the world. And I encourage that for other writers because it helped me, you know what I mean? And I was able to take my journaling and just create a whole story out of it. So I definitely would encourage that to for other writers.
What was it like when you picked up a copy of your book for the first time? You have the books there, you open the package, and there's Speed of Light. It's got your name. You're now a published author. What was that like at that moment when you put your eyes on this book cover for the first time?
Oh, man, it was the most amazing thing that ever happened to me. I mean, I'm still excited about this whole process, but when I got the book in my hand for the first time, it was just so surreal that I actually have something tangible to touch and feel and see for myself that I created, you know, this idea, you know, and it actually materialized. And it was just the most exciting thing that ever happened to me.
Well, and I can sense your enthusiasm and your passion for what you're doing. And this is the first in the series. This is Speed of Light by Stefan Durham, who is our guest on the program, talking about this concept for science fiction. Tom, we got a few minutes left here. I'm fascinated by the role. You're a writer, you're a storyteller, but you're also a teacher in a sense. You're talking about issues that we all face day to day in our lives that you faced, and guiding us through there. What's that like to combine all of that, to be a teacher on top of being an artist?
Well, for me, this story will have people believing in fairy tales because it's a combination of yes. metaphysics, quantum physics, and ancient African spiritual science. So it's a philosophical approach to the challenges that we all face in modern society.
And it is really well done. This will you'll start reading. You will not be able to put the book down. You will want to finish. And when you finish the book, you'll be waiting for the others in the series. When will the others be out, would you guess?
I'm hoping that my second book will drop this winter sometime. And hopefully the third one, which will be the Book of Zen, you know, the story of Zentheus, one of my characters, and that goes into his origins and how his story began. So, yeah, I'm excited about the new material I have.
Well, we are too. The people who have read Speed of Light are really in love with what you've done, the concept, waiting patiently for the others in the series. It's the Lightspeed series. The books are available, this book available, others as they become come on the market, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. The website for Stefan is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We have that on the screen for the video for YouTube. And all of our shows you'll find on YouTube. You can go to thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos, and see our entire library of YouTube videos, or just Google it and you'll get there as well. And, of course, all the information is available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. My thanks to mainspringbooks.com for their assistance. And, Stefan, it's been a pleasure. I hope we have a chance to do this again. So much more to talk about. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
It has been a pleasure. Congratulations on the success that you've had with Speed of Light. Good luck with the future projects. Hopefully we'll be able to touch base on those as well. Stefan Durham, our guest, Stefan Durham, Durham. The book is Speed of Light. It's a great read. Get a copy of it today. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. Link on our website. We'll take you directly there. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.